On a cool morning under hazy blue skies, Doug Blodgett cuts the motor on an airboat and peers through binoculars into the leafy shadows of a large tree on shore.
The nest is pretty well camouflaged there, but it's just to the right of the bird, kind of that clump there. It's got leaves around it, so you can't see it very well.
The bird is an eagle. It has a white head and a white tail. Blodgett says that means it's at least 5 years old. It seems to be standing guard.
If it didn't have young in that nest, it would just fly away and wouldn't be staying there to protect it.
Blodgett sees a small head suddenly pop up.
Yep, there's a young. Sitting on the edge of the nest, real dark.
It's not unusual to make an exciting discovery at Amaquan Nature Preserve, which is along the Illinois River in Fulton County, Illinois. Blodgett is with the Nature Conservancy, a nonprofit that works on conservation projects in more than 35 countries. Blodgett says the group and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service began buying up this land in the 1990s. Together, they now have more than 9,000 acres they've returned to their natural state. Around half of that is water. For ages, there were a couple lakes here connected to the river. But in 1919, local landowners had a levee built, the site was drained, and farmers started planting, mostly corn and soybeans.
In 2007, essentially, we stopped pumping the water out, and we were fortunate that we had several very wet years. Basically, the water you see is what falls from the sky and lands right here in the water.
The Nature Conservancy put in some plants, but Blodgett says for the most part, Mother Nature took over.
You know, it's amazing how resilient wetlands are. Once you get the water levels right, they really take off on their own.
The wind blew in some seeds. Others were carried in by mammals and waterfowl. And some were there all along, despite all those decades of row crop farming.
We suspected, we were pretty confident there was a viable seed bank here. Some wetland plant seeds can last for centuries. We'll see some American lotus in a little bit, and those seeds can remain viable for 2,000 years.
So even though this land had been farmed and manipulated for many years, once you got enough water on here again, largely everything just sort of came back.
You know, people give us credit for the way this looks now, but it's really Mother Nature that makes it look the way it does.
Similar restoration projects exist in the Midwest, but most are smaller. The Nature Conservancy did a lot of predictive modeling, and scientists thought they knew how the revived wetland would look. But Blodgett says until it actually happened, he did not have an appreciation for how large it is, how diverse it is, and how abundant the wildlife is.
We're very pleased. Some people have said, how could Amaquan be any better? And for the most part, we agree with that.
Does it cost a lot to maintain the site?
You know, we're spending a few $100,000 a year on this site, maintaining the levees and keeping them mowed, keeping the visitor access area in. We spend a lot of time fighting invasive species of plants that shouldn't be here. We're also spending about $150,000 a year on science and research.
While it is a sort of science lab, Amaquan is also a public space. The Nature Conservancy built 2 miles of walking trails that have spotting scopes. 1,300 to 1,400 fishermen receive free permits each year, and waterfowl hunters have some access to the wetland. The Nature Conservancy wants people to visit Amaquan. It's always changing, and Blodgett says that's a good thing.
Every year, water quality is a little bit different. The fishery is a little bit different. The species of plants, their distributions seem to be a little bit different every year. So it's been very dynamic.
Blodgett says that's the way it should be. It should change from year to year and even from season to season. He says many plant and animal species need those fluctuations to survive. The Nature Conservancy and other groups will continue to monitor Amaquan. There are even plans to reconnect it to the Illinois River, so the future of this diverse wetland even more closely resembles its distant past. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Rich Egger.